Zaidani is going to cut the corner and makes up ground on the fence from Charlize. It's thought of that at the 250. Goes for home in the Ballarat Cup. A length and a half. Zaidani, Yonkers, Vanagirl and Skyman. Thought of that's got plenty of company trying to fend off Zaidani. Yonkers and Vanagirl lifting. Stretched across the track. Zaidani up on the inside scraping paint and Yonkers. Zaidani! Zaidani beat Yonkers and Vanagirl. Photo fourth, thought of that. Or on the...
Well, if ever the team at Lindsay Park get an opportunity to choose the barrier for Zaidani, I think they'll be going near the inside. Luke Nolan loves that rail with Zaidani. Ben Hayes joins us this morning. Good morning, Ben.
Morning, Warren. How are you?
I'm going very well. Not as well as you, I don't think, following that win yesterday. And what a terrific mare she's been for the development of this partnership.
She's been absolutely fantastic. She's always had really nice ability and it's fantastic. Now she's getting older, she's been able to convert it to the racetrack. She's a real superstar for the stable and really to have a horse like her in our first season as a partnership with my brother is a big thrill.
How important is that, do you think, at this stage? Obviously, you've still got the lines of communication open to your dad, but, with Tom Dabenick now training on his own and yourself and J.D. really forging through a spring carnival, first time flying solo, how important are these wins?
They're very important. I think a lot of people are watching and it's good to show everyone that we can get big winners and train horses to peak on certain days, and I think that is very important. So I think all these winners help, and it's really good, and JD and I are really enjoying the opportunity, and we've got great facilities behind us, good support, and we're only going to get better, Warren.
I'm sure when you get horses like Zaidani up and running and obviously winning the Matriarch, she's fit and ready to go. What's the template for keeping her a happy horse heading into Ballarat yesterday?
She's nice and fit now. She doesn't need much work, actually. Just keeping her happy and keeping her in a routine, I think. She actually stays at Flemington for most of her prep. She thrives at Flemington. It's just something we worked out through the years. And she gets fit at Euroa, and then once her prep starts, she spends all her time at Flem. So there's little horses. Every horse is different. And she just loves a little paddock at Flemington that she has, and I think it's just keeping her happy is the key.
You've had those two runs at 2,000 metres and we're obviously at the tail end of the spring carnival. Is there anything else on the horizon for her in the coming weeks?
No, I don't think so. She's done a really good job and I think she deserves a little freshen up and a break now, and hopefully we can pick out some nice races in the autumn, Warren.
You've got her out to the 2,000 metres winning yesterday. When you talk about the autumn, is like an Australian Cup. What do you aim up at now that her rating's getting a little bit higher? Can she get out even further in ground? What do you think might suit her the rest of her career?
I really think she'll be better when she gets out and trips. I think the Australian Cup's definitely a race that we can look at. Haven't spoken to everyone about it yet, and we haven't really come up with a plan. But that's definitely something that we could look at. She could have a nice short little freshen up. She's a 5-year-old mare, probably doesn't need as long a break. She came through the run excellent. She ate up and trotted up really free this morning, legs are cold. So she's handling the racing, no problem. So, yeah, I would probably lean towards an Australian Cup, and then maybe we can look towards Sydney or we freshen and try a next spring and try in some of the bigger races again.
What did you make of Mimi's award? Coming through the same form line as Zaidani, but taking on effectively a cup consolation yesterday.
I actually thought we fell into the trap a little bit, trying to ride her a bit close from an inside draw. And she's just gotten deeper into the prep. She's come a bit more dour. I still thought she ran really well. She got shuffled back to last in the corner. Had to go from barrier one, ended up the widest. And I thought her last 200 was fantastic. So this race will really bring her on, and we're going to step her out the 2,500 metres in the Pakenham Cup, and that's what she loves. That she won a Group 3 over that trip, and I think the 2,500 metre tempo and just letting her travel and getting into her own rhythm will be the key, and you'll see a different horse in 2 weeks.
been a good week for the stable. Just want to wind the clock back a few days and talk about a horse called Lady of Honour, who's racing her way through the grades but seems to have a great will to win and some good attributes. What can you enlighten us about Lady of Honour?
Well, we really love her. She's a filly that's always shown nice ability. She had one start early in her career, and then we had to do a little bit of surgery. She just had a little knee chip, and she's given her the time, and she's come back. Two runs this prep have been fantastic. In a funny way, it was a blessing in a disguise. She's always been a lovely, big, lengthy filly, and she's filled into herself, and she's very powerful now, and I think she looks exciting, and she's got to have a shot at Black Type next start, next Saturday.
Mr. Brightside, a horse who flew the flag very well for you through his preparation, where's he at the moment?
He is enjoying a little break. He's got another couple of weeks, and we're going to start building him up and targeting some nice races in the autumn. But he's really enjoyed himself. My little run I do, I run past him every couple of days, and he's a very happy horse out in that paddock.
How fit are you, Ben? How's your training regime going?
I'm trying my best not to get chubby. but no, I think exercise is important. Keeps me happy, so I try to do it.
At Kilmore and Swan Hill races today, and you've got runners at both venues. Is there anything the punters should be keeping an eye on today?
Yeah, we've got a couple of nice runners. I think Joe's Giggle in the first at Kilmore has been knocking on the door for a win. I think he's a nice chance for him. And we've got a nice debutant in race three, Extreme Step, who's trialled up very well, and it's a horse we've always liked. We've got a big gate, so we've just got to ride her just comfortable and look for her finishing off. But I think she's got some really good ability.
Race one, number 9, Joe's Giggle. Race three, number 12, Extreme Step. Worth keeping an eye on from the Lindsay Park operation today. Well done yesterday, Ben. She's been a terrific mare for Connections and for your partnership from the time that she won that stakes race in Brisbane, and now adding a Matriarch and a Ballarat Cup to her CV. Sometimes you have horses in your career that become very important, and I think at this stage of your career, Zaidani's a real pin-up girl.
Oh, she sure is. It's such a big thrill. For the stable, everyone's been working so hard behind the scenes, and you know, JD and I are the face and the engines behind us. So, big congratulations to everyone at Lindsay Park, the owners, Brent and Jerry. They've got a very valuable mare now, and they absolutely love her. So, it's just a big thrill for everyone. So, no, thank you, Warren. Appreciate it.
Terrific day yesterday, Ben. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Ben Hayes there from Lindsay Park taking out the Ballarat Cup with Zaidani.